bub's a dime in your prime. Didn't you? People say be wild, are you bound to fall? You thought that they were all just a kidding you. Now you used to laugh about everybody that was. So proud about having to be scrounging by your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? School, all right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get. Nobody ever taught you how to live out on the street. Now you're gonna have to get used to it. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your hat, who carried on his shoulders a Siamese cat. ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to John Cowan. Gracing our stage tonight. Now let me see. Let me tell you who the outsiders are. There are some people that speak a language that doesn't require words to convey the message of love and understanding. That would be any bass guitar player worth his salt. But tonight we have a special bass player on this stage, and his name is Denny Bixby. And then a vision comes to mind of a young man out in Oakland, California, in his mama's kitchen, taking down all the pots and pans and getting out the soup spoons and what have you, just making a racket, driving his mama crazy. And she said, "Someday, son, I know you're gonna grow up and you're gonna move the world." That would be Neyoshi Jackson. And then again, I get a vision of a young boy in Mobile, Alabama, running barefoot through the morning dew, with pictures in his mind about going in and sitting on the side of bed, practicing his guitar, thinking about all those songs he's gonna write. That would be Will Kimbrough from Mobile, Alabama. Now that I know the spirit's moving in the house, come over here, Johnny boy. Princes on the steeple, all the pretty people, they're all drinking, thinking perhaps they changing all kind of precious gifts. Perhaps this time you better take that diamond ring, go on it.
On it, babe.
And you said you would never, as you stare into the vacuum of his, ain't it hard when you don't know the words? You don't know whether it's a subject or a verb. After he took from you everything he could steal.